The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
That's good. Well, I'm very grateful for you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel the same way. Beautiful light there. Beautiful light. You know, you're working on you. I see you're working out or something. You lost weight. You know, are you trying or it just happened?
No, not really.
Oh, that's okay. Good. Yeah, because you don't need to. But anyway, there you are. That's why I see you look more cut up or something. Anyway, but thank you, buddy. Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
There. You know what's really neat when people say thank you, I appreciate you, and you feel it. That's kind of cool. And you feel a magic that occurs. And that's how God feels when we say thank you, God. And that's how you feel when somebody says thank you to you. It feels magical and it feels beautiful and it feels sweet and it feels the best. And that's just the greatest. That's just the greatest, you know. I want to talk to Lisa Purcell. Lisa, can I talk to you? Is that cool? I had so much fun with you at the retreat. You have to come to every retreat we ever do. You know, you're just the best. What?
I love coming to retreats.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get a lot from it. I see it. I really do. I see you change. I see a lot of light, a lot of gifts, a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of evolving. I mean, I remember when you couldn't see spiritually and you couldn't, you know, you didn't, you were like, oh, I think it's there, but I can't see it. And I can't, you know, but now you can. Now you can see. You know, you're a lot like Terry. You can see spiritually and, you know, you have your own stuff. I mean, because you can see, you can talk to God. And I can always tell when God likes somebody. God loves everybody, I believe. I believe God does love everybody. But I don't think God always likes everybody. That's just my opinion. It's kind of like I love everybody. Sometimes I don't like everybody. Because they got something going on, and then I try to fix that thing, whatever that thing is, and then I end up liking them. I think God does that to us. I think God tries to fix us. It's like, here, let me fix you so I like you. And I think many times when God likes you, it's because you like yourself. And so I think it's like that. I think it's like that. But I see God liking you and loving you now. And so that's just really perfect. It's a different energy, but it's a very solid oneness type of energy and a really good energy. So what'd you get from the retreat? What was it like for you?
Well, that's probably the biggest thing for me was focusing on myself, you know, because I'm always worried about other people, and there's one person I'm worried about. So it's been my daughter recently. Before it used to be Michael all the time. And I didn't get that until this retreat and you were working with me about just let it go, let it go. And it's not the first time you've told me to not worry about other people. You know, and we're all concerned about the ones that we love, of course, but it's like, oh, I'm really supposed to pay attention to myself. Oh, that's really where my energy is supposed to go.
Yeah. And you will hear, here's what I hear in my head when I'm reading somebody, I'll hear it's a trick. And so you might notice you'll hear that sometimes, like when you start getting sucked into somebody else's negative vortex, you'll actually hear the words, it's a trick. And then you go, uh-oh. And then you have to go, well, it's a damn trick I'm not jumping into, you see? And once you hear it's a trick, then you just back off and you don't become that, whatever that is, because everybody's an empath these days. And you can certainly empath the negative folks around you as well as the positive folks around you. And so, but that's what you'll hear. And so it's a trick. And so with your thing, I heard, it's a trick. And so there we are. But now you're looking good. I see a beautiful God matrix on your face. I see you glowing in the dark. Beautiful. And so what you need is a crazy gift that God gave me before the show. I always meditate before every show for a good while. And I ask God, what do I need to give everybody? When your vibration goes higher and higher, you're needing something to be whole with. You're needing something usually because you're going to empath louder as well, good and bad. And so you, and God showed me this God heart that he gave me, and he gave it to my child spirit up in Zion heaven. And now I'm bringing it down. Everybody can get this, and it's a brand new God heart, and it looks like a disco ball. And so it really does. It kind of looks like one of those disco balls from the 70s, that goes around and around. Anyway, all mirrored, but it's a mirrored heart. And this gets rid of all the negative projections that people are projecting to your heart these days. And because the demons are really good at this, they're really good. There you go. Oh, wow. Look how you feel inside now. Feel that? Feel that? You guys empath this gift, piggyback on this one. Get this disco ball looking heart. It comes from God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And just push it into your heart, push it into your chest. You're going to feel really, really, really good on so many different levels. And you're going to get rid of all these negative projections, both now and the ones of the past. And you may even get rid of, I hear, some of the future ones. And so, but this is a very special heart. I've never gotten this heart before, never seen this heart before, but I got it right before the show to give to you guys because you're going to need it. Usually, when you get a spiritual gift that is a different spiritual gift, is because you're going to need it or you need it now. And so there we go. And you just say thank you, God, with total sincerity. You just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Really, thank you, God. I appreciate you. Thank you, God. There we are. Look, how does that thing feel in there? How does it feel now?
Feels really good, and you're turning pink. So, like at the retreat, you
Oh.
were turning gold, but right now, like you're turning pink.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll take it. And so that's
Love,
love.
yeah.
Yeah, that's just love. And that's what called you are. And so appreciate you, honey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being you. Stay you, please. That's beautiful. That's
Can
really.
I ask something?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to ask this question, but my son's gonna have a baby. I mean, his partner's gonna have a baby, and so I'm gonna be grandma. And it's really important to them that I like get COVID shot to see the baby. And I have had a COVID shot, the Johnson and Johnson, but that was like when it first came out years ago. And so I'm just like uncomfortable about it. And I just want to know if I'll be okay if I do that.
Follow your lead. Follow what your vision is. You know.
Hey.
He'll work it out. Your hands got warm.
Yeah.
Okay, that means that's the right answer. And so, I think for some people that any vaccinations can be okay, and certainly that one is certainly a lot more controversial. I believe they've improved on it over the years, to some extent. But when I say that, I still get screaming in my ears. So I don't want to influence anybody negative, in the wrong way with that, For me, it would feel like a bad idea. So that's for me. And so you guys decide what you feel like doing in your movie. But for me, it would feel like a bad idea. And I died of COVID 5 times. So, and I still, if I had it to do over with, I would have not have changed a thing. And I wouldn't have went for the vaccine thing. I think I would have stayed dead if I took that. So anyway, anyhow, there you are.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah. Good luck, honey. Good luck, good luck, good luck. Here we are. A lot of propaganda, a lot of political stuff around all that. Still is. Damn, can't believe all that's still there. But I read that. How weird, right? How weird is that? Oh, cool. Who are we talking to? Who
Well,
are we
thank you,
talking to,
Gary.
guys?
There's quite a
Hey.
few people.
And Michelle, thank you for getting back. Michelle got up early this morning, left, flew north, flew from North Carolina, went to Vegas, and ran back in the house just to do the show.
It
She's
just
like,
in
I'm
time.
here, I'm here, I got here. My computer's broke, but I'm here. And
Thank
so,
you.
who you got, honey?
Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and spotlight just a few people, and I want to go back to a few other retreat attendees, but I'm gonna go to Haley Roger. She's been wanting to see you for a while.
Oh,
We
good.
miss
Okay.
her. Wish she was there. You're looking lovely, beautiful girl.
Yeah, you
Oh,
are.
yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I could have been there too. Sounds like fun. They always are.
Oh. Oh. Anyway, well, you look great. What's your question, honey?
Yeah. Well, as much as I wanted to go, I'm happy that I didn't go because my mom had a seizure on Friday of the retreat, so last Friday. She's stable now and out of the hospital, but it was incredibly scary. She was sedated for 4 days. She basically went into psychosis and delirium. They couldn't get her out. I was actually able to help her a lot out of that with my gifts and my healing abilities.
Good.
But it was a lot. She's out, but they still don't know like what caused it. They and she's not the same.
She had a thyroid that was a reaction with her thyroid. I don't know if she's ever had thyroid problems or not, but it looks like she had a pituitary, which is the master gland up in her head, and it was a reaction. Something made it. It's almost electrical but chemical at the same time, very odd, but created by a chemical imbalance of having to do with her thyroid. So
Okay.
they may check her thyroid and see what all that is. It's
Yeah.
it but it looks a little crazy, but it's an endocrinology. She would go to an endocrinologist and they could probably figure it out. and
Okay.
and But that's what I see. It falls into that category of seizure. And so notice how your feet and your hands got really warm right then. You felt that, see? And so that just means I told you the truth. I can usually pinpoint where something's coming from in most of the time. And in her case, it's coming from her endocrine system. And so she's had an endocrine system things before, I think. I don't know if you know about that. If you
I don't know, but also as you guys, most people here know, like she's been sober for 1.5 years, so a lot of the stuff before has been related to more of those types of things.
Oh yeah,
So,
so you don't know because she was crazy. So
right, but now
when you're
she's
dealing
sober.
with,
Yeah.
yeah, so now you got real problems that are going on that can be worked out medically. Before it was just like, oh, she's drunk again, and so okay, makes sense,
But it
yeah.
was also very healing because it was like now it's like wake the fuck up, right? Like you're here, if
Yeah.
you the work, like now it's like really, are you waking up? So
Yeah, I think she is, and I think also it pushed you. Many times you'll end up with situations where you get pushed to use your gifts.
yeah.
And so I think this pushed you to use your spiritual gifts to really help her. So I feel great about that. And
Me
so
too.
that, yeah, because I think you helped her a lot. I think she would have been 50 or 60% worse off without your energy there helping her heal up. So it was meant to be that you were there with her. So perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, I've been tapping into my light language lately, and I feel like that's like the tongue's dialect. So I feel like that, like.
Let me show you something that's the keys to the kingdom, okay? And this is something I showed everybody at the retreat. God showed me this, and it was crazy. I'm going to bring down, and I want everybody just to practice this and try this. Take your hands, hold your hands up, just hold your hands up, and allow the light to come down in a golden layer of light around your home and around your physical body. There you go. You got it, Haley. You felt your feet get warm. See, now your face changed colors. Her face turned gold. I don't know if you guys seen it. I can see it. And so there we go. And so, but you just pulled down this whole layer of gold around you. And now you can breathe better. Feel the difference? See? You can get your breath different. Feel it? There we
Yeah.
go. Yeah. And now you feel warm, a little warm. You're starting to sweat a little bit. And so there we are. How's that feel?
Feels great. Actually, my mind is super clear.
Yeah, very. And see, what happens is that's the dimension where all your gifts work better. So you want to pull down a layer of gold light. There you go. You did it quick then. There you go. There you go. You want to pull it down around your physical body, and do that for your little girl too. She'll get it quick. She'll be able to do it easy. That's what I see. There you go. You just pulled it right on down. There you go. Now you put it into your body, now into your little girl. There we are. Looks good. Beautiful. You're
Okay,
beautiful. See?
thank you. That was a touch of my light language. So it's been verbal and dance form. So it's been
really fun and really enlightening to just bring it down.
Well, you know, when you move into your dance form, would you call it? Everybody does different things. That's your creative side of you, you know, and you're allowing your physical body to just do its thing. See, a lot of times you'll see me moving my hands around and doing stuff, you know, and that's I'm invoking different gifts when I do that. I don't, it's sort of not even, it's not like I'm controlling it. It's
Oh,
just,
me either. It's just
yeah.
like
And so,
fun.
yeah, but I saw what you were doing. It worked. Yeah. You were doing it. It looks good.
So,
Good luck.
thank you. But so, as long as she gets that taken care of, she'll be fine. But there's no immediate, like, imminent danger with her.
Well, you know, she's more like, well, yeah, there is. She's likely to have these, you know, grand mal type seizures, when she's asleep.
Yeah,
So,
and that's gonna happen.
did that happen that way when she had that? Had her? Okay, there you go. So the danger is anybody around her when she's sleeping? Oh, good. Okay. Well, they need to pay attention to her when she's sleeping because she could go into one of these and die. I don't mean to scare you to death, but I'm just telling you what I see. So when, but her seizures are way more likely to happen when she's sleeping. And so, good to know.
Yeah,
Good
great.
to, good. Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Good luck. All
Thank
right.
you so much. Love you. Appreciate you
Hey, you too. Good luck. Good luck.
guys.
Thank you, beautiful.
Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Hialani Murphy. Aloha, Hialani. How are you? Good to see
Aloha,
you.
can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, my girl.
Hey,
How are
aloha,
you?
Gary. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What's your question? You always have fun questions. What's your question? You got something crazy
Okay.
for me? What you got?
My son, Sean, I wanted to know if he will be getting a job. Right now, he does Uber and we're in Las Vegas, but it hasn't been great. A lot of protesting and things happening here.
Okay, got it. It's a lot of protesting and things happening everywhere. Yeah, let me look at him. Let me just help him out.
Where are you on my screen?
Yeah, he's got a lot of dark energies around him and he's backwards in his body. And
Oh my gosh.
so I flipped him around and I got him straight on in his body. So he's not backwards. When people are backwards in their body, they do everything backwards. And so he would be exactly unlucky. And
That explains it.
yeah, he explains it because he's just ass backwards or bass ackwards or whatever you call it. And so, but I turned him around, I flipped him around, and now he looks good. And I cleared his energy off, and now he looks super, super bright. I think he'll be lucky. And so he could even do what he's doing now, and he's going to do twice as good. So that's what I see. He'll be all right. There you go. Simple.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And one question about me. I have neuropathy
Okay.
started, so I'm going to get ready to take this medication, and I'm hoping that it works out. I'm trying to overcome this.
Where is the neuropathy in your legs?
They're in my hands.
Okay.
My hands and my feet, but I run and walk a lot. I work out a lot, so it hasn't bothered me that much.
Here, let me turn your volume up. Many times with nerves, they're the easiest to heal. Your nerves and your brain tissue, any white tissue, white matter tissue, your spinal cord. And so I'm just blowing all the darkness off of all of that, all over your whole entire body. Notice now you can breathe suddenly. See? You can get your breath different. How about that? And so, yeah, you feel your, now you can feel your hands. There we go. Feel that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
Yes, I do.
turn the nerves back on in your hands. There you go. And now let me get your feet. Hang on, let me clear this off you. Ooh, you got a few blocks. Give me a minute. Take a minute. If you could see all the things I'm doing, I'm using, let
I
me ask you.
can.
No, you can't see it. I forgot. You can't. Okay.
I can.
Yeah, and so I'm getting rid of a lot of darkness in your feet and your legs. There's all kinds of cords attached down there. I'm asking my angels how many spiritual gifts I'm using. I'm using somewhere over 6,000 spiritual gifts to clear your feet and legs. Now you got dizzy. Feel that dizzy energy? You see,
Yeah,
so, yeah,
like
and so.
vertical.
Yeah, it's like vertigo because I had to go out and rescue a bunch of your higher selves that were hung in a hell dimension way out there. And now I just got them back around your physical body. There we go. And there we go. Now you're floating up. There we go. Now then, now there. Now I got your feet to come on. Now you can feel a slight feel, a little bit of feeling in your feet now. See? Just a little. See? A
Yeah.
little warm. There. Good.
Oh my
Perfect.
gosh.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're gonna be all right. There you go, honey. You'd be good, okay? I love you. I do love
Hey, I do love you. I know, I feel you, okay? So, hey, I'm grateful that you're still around and thank you for putting up with me.
It's a joy. You're a joy. You're a joy.
Aloha. You take care.
Appreciate you.
Aloha.
Big kiss. She's
Thank
awesome.
you. Thank you. Love you. Oh, she's amazing. I love her.
You can feel it too, Michelle, right? You feel love from
Yes.
her. You know,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, yeah, it's really nice to love people and they love you back. And it's
Yep.
really nice when you love them and they love you. I mean, you know, it's an exchange. It's an infinity energy where people are connected that way. And so it's like that. Let me speak to
Oneness.
Ray. Ooh, did I
I
say it
already have
right?
him on my list, Gary. That's so
Yeah.
crazy. I literally have the spotlight. I was like, okay, Raul Phoenix is next.
Oh, good.
You
All
are
right.
reading my mind.
There we go. We do that. Yeah, we do
I'm
that.
crossing
Well,
him off.
yeah, you have like,
Everyone,
hey,
thank you.
buddy. Hey, you have.
Something happened to my camera.
Oh,
Oh,
that's. I can see you.
there we
You have like
go.
halo. You have like halos above your head. You know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Above the whitest teeth on the planet, but you actually have halos above your head. And so when we brought down that golden dimension a minute ago, could you feel that? Could you feel
Oh
that
yeah.
when we're doing it? Yeah, because
Oh yeah.
that actually kicked in all kinds of spiritual gifts that you already had. And so, but it actually kicked in these halos that I see around you, and God matrixes, and the God matrixes will bring you special light and special luck and special manifestation abilities. And so you're gonna be all freaked out at what you can do. And where are you from?
I'm in Long Beach. Yeah, Long Beach,
Oh,
California.
okay. Now there we go. Well, you're looking good now, spiritually speaking.
Feel that actually.
Ask me questions, whatever it is you want to know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for providing access to you. It's I saw Kevin podcast that you were on. I saw it maybe about 3 weeks ago, and I just dove right in and became a member. And after that, I just
Oh.
read the book, and I just started. I just started going crazy about like everything that you offer, and started watching the podcast throughout my days every day. And so I just thank you. This is a complete like miracle and a blessing. And
Thank you.
there you
Thank
are.
you. I
Yeah,
love
yeah.
it when people I love it when people do discover and find us, you know, find me, find us. And when you look at all the stuff we have online is insane. Usually, these days everybody will give out a little bit of information, for a whole lot of money. And we give out enough information you can't possibly get through it. And it's crazy what we just have available by looking at the archives of what we've already done and what we're doing now. So I'm just glad you're part of the show. There you are. So anyway, what's your question? Keep doing it because it's working for you. It's
I
working.
appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yeah, every time I watch, I get something out of it. So I just appreciate what you do. It's so great.
Thank you.
My question would be, I have this desire to get a house out here in Long Beach, and I'm just curious, is that something I should actually be focusing right now? Is that did I should I pull back from that? Should I actually put my attention forth on that? It's currently what I'm taking on, so I'm just yeah, see if I'm on the right path.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from the Central Valley, so it's an hour south of Fresno and an hour north of Bakersfield, like right in the central part
Nowhere.
of
Right in nowhere. Basically.
California. Exactly. Cows, all that stuff. Yeah, fields.
Yeah, that's not you. I would allow your thing to come to you. Do you work in real estate at all?
I just wanted to. I transitioned into a sales job a few months ago. I used to be in the entertainment. I'm still connected to the entertainment industry. I'm a founder of a film festival, and you know, was on a sitcom that was on Hulu for a couple of years. One of the co-stars, and I just I don't know. I just felt like I could make more money in sales, and so I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm also looking for my way or my route in sales, something that. I don't know, I can feel a joy and can
I think
create
what you're feel
excitement.
I think you I think what you're feeling about getting a house is I think you're going to work in real estate. And I
Really?
think you yeah, and I think you'd be a rock star. So I feel really good at that. With for you, I feel really good for you to do that. Among other things, you have a magic though where you're going to just be led to stuff and it'll show up. And so allow your light to feel how now your hands got warm. You felt that, right?
Oh
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, actually.
feeling a little like as you say freaky right now. Like there's like
Yeah.
white light, you know, happening in the inside
That's
and
it. Yeah, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. Actually, Michelle has a connection with someone that's doing some sales stuff. And so you should call her. And so
Oh, I'd love
702
that. Yeah, I'd love to meet you in the
702-822-0548. I saw this and it feels like a natural kind of move in it. And I was trying to figure out because it felt really familiar to me. And I was like, what is this? What is this? And I was digging around and I found it in my vocabulary, but yeah, just call Michelle. And so, but
What's the
I
number again?
see.
I got 702.
I'll text it to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah,
Thank
but I feel
you.
but I, and then eventually I feel really good about real estate. And so you don't have to jump into it tomorrow, but I'm seeing that it's something that's laying there that's sort of like low-hanging fruit for you. You know, that'll be an easy tree to pick from and you'll end up making a lot of money in it. And then I see you also in entertainment. You're going to flirt with that and continue to do that. And so you're all over the place. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on. It's all good. It's all good. For you to work on the show that long really taught you a lot of stuff and a lot of skills that you're not using. And so that would be something that you should also pursue and do. As I'm looking at you, I'm watching your energy float higher as I talk to you. And
Yeah, I can feel it actually.
it's crazy, right? You got the angel Michael. Is that popped in right then, and so it's like a
Thank you.
really, yeah, it's a really special energy. There you go, you're gonna freak out.
Wow,
That's really,
actually can feel like a blueness in my body, that blueness of Michael. That's in
yeah.
my
There's this
core actually, yeah.
great, yeah. There's a super painting that's in the room I'm in. That can you pull it over here? Is there a way you can hold that up in front of the camera so people can see it behind me? And so, yeah, there's an Angel Michael painting that Freddie, who is my best friend, best buddy for 1,000 years, and he's also a famous artist. He's a famous New Orleans artist, and so he paints a lot of New Orleans stuff. And has a gallery down there and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, push it over just a little further, a little more towards me. A little bit, there you go. A little more. There we go.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
Is that freaky? You know?
Ooh.
Yeah. And so you can feel the energy. You guys can feel the energy coming off
I
of it.
actually can. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
powerful.
Yeah. And so the eyes are like it took, you know, the eyes of he actually really captured the eyes of Michael and the energy. There you go. Isn't that something?
Wow.
And
Yeah, actually, as you said, eyes, I kind of felt some kind of more blueness, more Michaelness come through the eyes there.
yeah,
Wow.
crazy. Yeah,
Wow,
crazy,
my
right?
hands are definitely starting to sweat a
I
little
can
bit.
feel it, and everybody else's are too. You'll get actually spiritual gifts by looking at this painting. It's a painting that was for sale, and then I found I was getting attached to it, and so I may end up buying it from Freddie myself because it's like this amazing energy. But if some of you guys feel great about it, You know, you can call us up. Bing always calls Michelle and find out anything or any piece. But anyway, beautiful light from that. Anyway, that's the energy you have. You have the Michael energy. And so there we go.
Thank you for confirming that. Yeah, when I ask for special gifts, I usually experience Michael that comes in. So
And you see this,
and
you see this
strength in that.
Yeah, and you see the blue light, and you see the blue light, which is there. You go. There you go. Wow. Now your eyes are like wide open. Your eyes now are like.
So like a baby that just, you know,
gets
excited about the spoon or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Anyway, thank you guys. I hope you enjoyed seeing Freddie's new creation.
So, yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's brilliant. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. There we go. Appreciate it. There. Okay. You can. All right. Well, thanks, buddy. Good luck with everything. Yell at Michelle. There we go.
Look forward to connecting with you. I texted you already.
That looked really cool, didn't it, Michelle?
Yeah. Oh, you guys should see it in person.
Yeah. It really is amazing in person. I mean, it really is just this great.
The eyes follow you.
They do. I noticed that. You noticed that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk through the room.
And the room, you're looking around and you're like, he's staring at me.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy.
It's funny.
Yeah, nice. Anyway, there we go. Cool. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I have Rick. Rick, thank you for being so patient. How's it going?
Hi.
Going well. Hey, buddy. How are you? How you
doing? I'm well.
Good.
It's good. It's been a couple weeks.
I know.
That soulmate thing you did with me, someone did show up, and I just wanted to share it.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Tell me. So, yeah, tell me what happened.
So, a young lady I worked with over a year ago started reaching out right after the moment that you did that with me. And she's like, do you remember what you said the first time you ever talked to me? I was doing some work. I'm talking to Jesus, and I'm doing it for a friend of hers. And I'm just asking Jesus about betrayal. Like, you ever been betrayed? And he's just looking at me like, I'm like, sometimes I'm dumb. And she says, my friend Tara says, hey, this is my friend Allison. And I turn to look at her. I'm like, oh, my soulmate. Nice to meet you. And I kept on working. I totally forgot about that. 100% forgot about that.
Wow. Wow. And so you reconnected is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. How's it going? Is there magic?
Going real well.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, very well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot down to Florida to go see her.
Oh, perfect, perfect. You even look like Jesus. You do. I don't just, he, Michelle? Don't he?
Yeah,
he
looks like Jesus, right? With his look.
Yeah.
My stylist went to college, and so I put my head in a beanie, and this is what came out a year later.
Oh, okay.
That's how that went.
Oh, all right. Well, it worked. Anyway, so there you look like Christ. I can see Christ as easy as I can see you. And you really do honestly look like him. But I hang out with Christ. He was the first one that could see the clearest, you know, in the beginning. I was asking for healing gifts because I had a friend that was sick, and I was able to see Christ. But Christ has a sense of humor. He is funny. He's like you. He's got a great sense of humor. I mean, he's talking trash, carrying on, and he's not like people think. I mean, he really, I think most people think, you know, bow down for the Lord. He's like, no. He's like, hey, what up? You know, I mean, he's really, really fun. He gets us. You know, keep in mind, he lived in a physical body on the physical planet Earth. And so he really understands the whole thing. He's amazing. And so, but his healing gifts are so powerful. And so I can see you're actually tapping into a lot of Christ energies. Besides, you look like him, but you actually tap into his energy. When I talk about Christ to you, I see a lot of spiritual gifts coming down. I see a lot of crosses. I see a lot of, and I see your hands warming up. Feel your hands getting a little warm. It's kind of, you know, feel that. And so you have tremendous hands-on healing abilities. And so when you lay your hands on somebody, they heal. And so that's how it works. But you have that crazy Christ energy, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful vibe. So that's good. That's good. I think this girl's gonna have fun with you. She's a little bit scared of you. She's like, she thinks she actually feels insecure. You would feel like she shouldn't feel that way at all, but she.
She's listening right now.
Oh, is she? Oh, okay. Because she's feeling like, oh my God, can this really be? And stuff. And so, but it really has a great vibe. I mean, she has a beautiful vibe, a beautiful light, a beautiful energy, and I feel her just connecting with yours, which is so special. When you can connect upon a really high spiritual level, I mean, the physical just works its way out. It really does. Everything just works out, and that's how I see things. What part of Florida? Where are you going? Where are you?
Naples.
Oh, okay, beautiful there. Yeah. I do a show in Naples every. Where are we? Every Tuesday, and so I'm on the radio there every Tuesday, on the biggest morning show in Naples and Fort Myers. And so, but there's like a, I see a real connection. I see a lot of magic happening as you guys walk on a beach there. So there's some beach that I see you walking on. I'm not sure which one because I'm not as familiar as I usually am with stuff. But I see a beach. I see you walking on it, and it's really magic for you. So have fun on the beach. There we go.
I appreciate it. Could I ask one question about it? Like some there's been a lot of tremendous changes going on in my life for about 9 months. And like, is there something going on career-wise, financial-wise that's changing? Because like there's some things I can't function like I used to. I can't function.
You're going through a change, and it's a change where you're manifesting the wealth instead of grinding it out. Makes sense to you? And so you almost are thinking, am I lazy? And you're not lazy. You see how that you're thinking? Because I see the money showing up and coming to you versus you grinding it out. And so that's what you're doing. Now, if you can see spiritually, I think you can. Because look at this, okay? You see these pots of gold coming down around you? See all that? Okay, now Bog, who is the sun god of love and abundance, soulmates and abundance, right? He's handing you a ball of golden light. Reach and get it and say, Bog, thank you for the ball of golden light.
Bog, thank you for the ball of golden light.
There you go. And that'll help bring you your heaven. Pull it into your to your chest. So just pull it into your chest. There you go. Pull it on in. Pull it on in. Pull it on in. Pull it there. It got in there. Ah, now you can breathe. Feel the difference? See?
It's funny you should say the receive thing. I heard that and I'm like, receive? I'm not good at that. Like, really, we
Yeah.
got like it's great.
Yeah.
Great
Yeah,
idea.
you got well, you got to get better at it because that's how it works. And so you'll find you're better at it than you think, but you'll see that this makes it really easy. Okay, now look at the pots of gold that are around you. Look how big they are now. See? They're big, they're huge. And so that's after receiving the Bog gift. And so all you guys, you can receive this gift of abundance. Just say, Bog, God, please give me the ball of light, the heavenly ball of light for abundance. Please give me the heavenly ball of light for abundance. And then just reach and grab this big solid gold ball of light and put it into your chest. And that's how you do it, guys. And so everybody else can get the same thing. There you go. How quiet's your head?
Quiet, and thank
Yeah,
you.
you're
Thank you.
welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
Appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you, buddy. Have fun in Florida. Let me know, okay?
Plan to. Thanks.
Yeah, enjoy those pots of gold. See what that is. Those are really good. That'll show up.
You could tell the difference in him the moment he got that.
Wasn't that crazy? Oh my
Yeah,
God, I
good
just saw
job.
all this light. I saw all this light and I could see it going on. Let me speak to Dwayne Dunham. Dwayne got that. Dwayne, you got that. You got that gift. You got that gift. When that guy got that gift, you got that gift.
Yeah.
Those are funny.
Hey, Gary, how are you? Yeah, I did
But
get that gift. I got that gift earlier in the week and I couldn't figure out what it was either. It was very it was big and it was smooth, that big ball of light. And I was like, I didn't really know what it was. I just grabbed it and put
solid
it in.
Gold, solid gold ball of abundant light. And that's what it is. That's the reason it was smooth. You can see it was smooth. It was not like a typical orb.
And it was
solid. And so that's what that is. That's exactly what it was.
Best advice you ever gave me, talk to Bog. I spend lots of time with Bog now. He gives gifts all the time. It's great.
That's what he likes to do. And so when you get a gift, when you ask him for a gift, he just gives it to you. Here you are.
I just keep asking. I just start thinking of stuff and just keep asking them. So it's awesome.
Good. And it works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fast.
Instantly. Yeah. So I love
great.
It.
Yeah, it's crazy that when people have never experienced fast, instant manifestation, it's crazy, you know, that it can happen like that. But there you go. But you're looking great now. You got this abundant God matrix in you, and I just see it shining, like beaming out everywhere. Perfect. Anything else, buddy? You need anything else? You're good.
My mom's having some health problems, but I think she's okay. I think it's kind of all in her head a little bit. I don't think it's really anything wrong. I think she's just kind of going through some stuff, so I think she's okay. Other than that, everything's great. Yeah.
Let me show you a gift that they're giving you, okay?
Okay.
They're giving you the gift, and they gave this to you before, but you may not be aware you have it. You have the gift of God's hands, okay? Okay. Now, see this big, giant hand?
Mm-hmm.
See it? Okay. Now, take that hand. See? There. You're realizing you control it now. See? Mm-hmm. Move it from side to side. Take it and just scoop through your mother and scoop all the darkness out of her. There you go. You did it. See? See?
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get rid of darkness on anything. That's the gift of God's hand. Okay. This would be a big gift for you guys to get. I rarely see this gift. I have this gift, but I rarely see it. But this gift, you can move the darkness off of your body, off your physical body, off of anyone else. And this thing can save your life or other people's lives. I mean, it really can. And so this is a special gift. You just use God's hand and clear around with that. There you go. A bunch of you guys got that gift. That's a big gift. That's a big spiritual gift. There you go. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Yeah. Look how you feel. See, that's crazy.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Well, super high. Well,
your mother does too.
So all right,
you got rid of all her darkness, which is saying something.
Good Lord, yes.
So there we go. Good Lord, you said it right. All right. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you.
Hey, you. Good luck. That was fun. Yeah. I always forget about that gift. You have a lot of gifts and you can't remember them all. And that's one I use occasionally when there's extreme darkness. But I mean, you know, that's a really good gift for you guys to use and a really good gift for you guys to get. I saw Victor and Vanessa. I saw Victor get that gift.
Here, I was getting ready to spotlight them. Hold on.
Oh, good. Let me talk to Victor. I love Victor and
Hi, Vanessa. Victor, Vanessa. They were there too.
Yeah, you were at the retreat physically, and we had fun. We had a really good time. I really enjoyed watching you. We were talking, and he was clearing energy. And I was really getting a kick out of that. That was pretty amazing. And so I see you getting the hand of God. Have you had that before? Or is that, you had it before. Okay, because I saw you using it. I was watching this big giant hand go around everything and clearing it.
Yeah, I get it all the time. It's one of the, when I first got it, it's one that I make sure that I have, whenever I meditate with God. That awesome. Is his essence, yes.
I could see it. I could see you using it right then. I'm looking at a big screen of people, and I saw you using that gift. And so that's good. You guys were a joy at the retreat. I had so much fun with y'all. Thank you.
They're the best retreats ever.
My God. It was so much fun. So much fun. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Gary, this was probably the first time I've had my deepest connection with Bog. I didn't know that it was past being like manifesting love, relationship, other things that bog could help you with.
Yeah.
So I spent some time out on the bog bench and I
Oh.
enjoyed.
Yeah. And so there's, yeah, guys, there's, for those of you that weren't here, there's these different spots where I talk to these big beings, and they'll come and hang out with you if you just go sit down on the bench. That's all you got to do. And so what was it like for you? What was it like for you when you would sit on the bog bench?
Well, it was new for me and a little shocking and overwhelming because I didn't know if I'm seeing or thinking or hearing what I'm seeing, thinking, and hearing.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have to remember that. Yes, I'm hearing, seeing, thinking
Right.
what it is.
Well, I think when people first do get to where they bop into the spiritual dimension and you crack through it, you crack through this barrier and you're not in the dark anymore, I think it freaks you out. You go, am I really seeing this? Am I really hearing this? Am I really feeling it? You know, and and it becomes very real at a retreat like the one we just had. So I'm so glad you had that experience. That's all you, when you have that experience one time, that's all it takes. And so then you're off to the
It
right.
is. Okay.
Good.
I need the clarification from my husband Victor, and even Terry helped me. She's like, yes, it was it. And I think her name was Gail. She helped me a little bit too by being Miho.
Nice.
Like,
Yeah.
yes,
I want
it.
to put them on real quick. Is that okay? Because they also have the hands. There's Gail, so that way
Yeah.
people know who you're talking about
Yeah,
and
Gail's white,
Miho.
wonderful. Gail helps everybody with everything, including, I mean, she helped
Yeah.
us
Told her a story
cook.
she had, and
Yeah.
she went like, yep, yep, that was it. And so that was my experience.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm
Gary, I
just
have a quick question for you.
okay. All right.
So we came back, and normally when we come back from the retreats or anytime, you have everything's fresh and you're kind of strong with it. And but this time when I got back home, I don't know, it was weird. I don't know if things were having to still set in, but I felt like I was blocked. I don't know if it was something that was here waiting for me back at home.
Did you bring down that layer of gold?
Yes.
You did, okay.
Today, right now, I've actually been bringing it to the house because
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now it went down. Now you thought about it and it came straight down. That's the keys to get in the gate, so to speak. So you have to bring down that huge layer of gold light. And then sometimes make yourself into your big giant self. So you're going to be treetop big, you see. And then you'll find everything works. And so, yeah, that's where you
Yeah,
are.
I've been using Bog's giant spirit. So
Good.
I get his ball and then his spirit, and yeah, because it was a big tall one.
Yeah, that's
Well,
it.
we all got it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just do that and you'll find you'll slip right on in. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, perfect,
That
perfect.
sounds
Now you
good,
feel
yeah.
warm. Now you feel warm, so you feel it.
Oh, I'm burning up. Can you feel that?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
it's
good.
awesome. Thank
All
you,
right.
Gary, for everything.
Hey,
We
thank you,
appreciate
Gary. Thank
appreciate
you.
you. Hey,
Thank you,
thanks. Glad
beautiful.
you
Thank
saw
you, Victor,
glad
Vanessa.
you
We miss
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm glad you could see all that. Okay, I love you guys.
I love them.
Gail Greenwood, and we got Miho. Hey,
And Miho,
guys.
yes. I was going to
Yeah.
spotlight them anyway, so I might as well put them together.
Yeah, that's good. So you guys were such a joy. You were so wonderful. You
They're
were
such a
helping
big help, too,
Judy.
right?
Yeah, you were helping Judy and Brian cook in the kitchen, you know? And so that was just the best, you know? So you were great. Yeah. And so what did you see? What did you feel at the retreat, guys? What did you feel? What did you experience?
My internet is unstable. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Yes.
I hear you.
Yeah, this retreat, sorry, Gabe, I go fast. It's very special. Many people say that, but to me, very first of all, of course, thank you so much for having me. That's one. And the other one is the first day you guided us to see the people who deceased. And I saw my David so clearly.
That's your husband that passed away.
Yes, and actually, my first retreat 2 years ago at the holiday retreat, you taught me how to hear him. Before that, I felt him all the time, but never heard him. But that retreat, since then, I hear him, but never had seen him. But that time I saw, oh my God. And he was sitting on a bench you described with my father. That was
nice.
Beautiful thing. And you know, that was huge for me. That's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing. And another thing is, of course, you made me realize the family, you know, not only my family, my parents, not only David, my father is gone, my David is gone, my mom can be gone anytime, but I won't be alone. I have family, you know, there.
Yeah, we're absolutely your family, and so she's easy. Family. Yeah, and she's easy to be family with, right, Gail? She's as easy to be family with. She's fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And everyone loves you, Miho.
Yeah, they do. You know, and Miho, and I—the first time I read you in a private reading, you had one of the most interesting readings that I've ever given anyone, and I asked your husband on the other side to give me something that only you would know and no one else would know. And he said, first of all, I'm an airline pilot. And I was like, okay. I said, well, he's telling me he's an airline pilot. And you were like, yeah, he flew a 747. That's a big one. And he's telling me that his plane got struck by lightning and it knocked out everybody in the cockpit. And the plane flew itself for quite a while. He goes, and we never told anyone that that happens. And so I said, and then I told Miho that, and she goes, oh my God, he told me that. Is that right? You told me that, right?
And that was first, actually, right after Kevin introduced you. So I didn't know anything about the spiritual thing, and David knew I could be very suspicious, and so for some reason I just thought I really want to meet you when you are traveling through Las Vegas. So I met you, but I wasn't sure, you know, if with this person that time. Then you told me about our secret. Even David didn't want to tell me in the beginning. But I knew something was wrong, so I insisted him to tell me. Then he told me, he told me not to tell anyone, even my parents, my family, and because they are supposed to report it, but they didn't. I think it's okay now, quite a bit ago. But so no one knew about it, and you right into it. So that means David wanted me to trust you, and that was the beginning of my journey with Gary. Thank you.
For me, it was very interesting. I could imagine, you know, being flying a 747, and it gets struck by lightning, knocks everybody out, and everybody then stays, you know, knocked out for a minute or two, or I don't know how long, anyway. And then when they wake up, they're going, where are we? And the plane was just flying itself along. So anyway, that's crazy stuff. You can't make it up there. Anyway, you're a joy, Miho. I love you. I love you. I miss you. She also rubs a good neck. She was rubbing my neck. And
she's been massaging a lot of people.
She was massaging a lot of people and helping them out. Yeah, she's good like that. That was beautiful. Thank you for that.
It's a wonderful meal.
Yeah, and so Gail, what did you get out of the retreat? What did you find? What did you hook up with?
Well, the first day I went down the service road next to your driveway.
Okay.
And on the as you're going down to the road type way, on the right side, all them trees there, that did a major clearing with me. It felt like I was just gonna fall right over. And then the next day I kind of went in that little entryway next to it, and there's different sized tornadoes in mm-hmm. that area.
Right.
And I had taken Carletta there. She's, you know, but that's also that how the entryway is in that little area is a figure eight, the infinity.
Yeah, well, that's you actually went to the you went to the source garden is what you did. And so that source energy is very, very powerful. Yeah. And so, and you'll see these tornadoes, you'll see these tornadoes of light, and what you saw is what I see, but it was very, very powerful. And you go in there and it kind of like,
oh,
you
know, yes.
You're getting slammed around all over the place and with light, and it feels really good. Yeah. But you know, it's got a little arbor when you walk in. So, but that's, yeah, you were in the source garden. That's what that is. That's the source garden. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I took a few people there just so that they could experience it and see if they could see or, you know, feel it and everything too. And
yeah, it's hard not to feel it. Yeah, you feel it. You feel it. Once you open up these energy vortexes, I that's where I go meditate. I go there and meditate. That's where I go meditate. I go there and I take people there and I bring down this light and it's a certain light. And I didn't decide that that's what would be there. It wasn't about me deciding. I was there. It's almost like build it and they will come. So then when I go there or anyone else does, the source light comes down and will just take you. So it's powerful, very powerful, very, you know, very healing. And so Carletta, you felt that? Carletta, you felt that?
Oh my goodness, I have not experienced anything like that before. The first thing that I saw was the Casper the ghost. That's the god spirit, right? That and I is. Saw that, but it only went down to my waist.
Yeah,
and
those so are god, yeah, those are god, those are god angels. Yeah, really powerful.
Oh my gosh. And then when I went into the entrance, the first one, then I saw it manifested my whole body. But then I saw the tornado of light, and it was tornado of light, but then there was gold within that light.
Right.
And then I went through the other one and there was something else that I experienced. It was some kind of like, it was like an energy that was went from down up here all the way down my body on my right side. And maybe I was experiencing a healing or something. I don't have a problem on this side of my body that I know of, but that's what I experienced. And so when Gail and I came out of there, and I looked back because you passed by where the Native American garden is. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
I took a picture, but I saw a door. I saw a door there at the entrance of the Native American garden and arches.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. It was interesting.
See, when you bring down that layer of golden light, you start to see all these other dimensions. You can see them. I mean, you really see them, and then you experience them. So it's a magical time. So, and you guys were also not on mushrooms, right? No mushrooms, nothing. No, you weren't. No hallucinogenics, nothing like that. No, I'm messing with you. That's good. You could just see the light. That was beautiful. And so, well, you were a joy too, everybody. I mean, you were really, really so sweet to be around.
And Richard helped me.
What's that?
Gail, you said Richard helped you.
I said Richard had helped me at Buddha.
Oh yeah,
at Buddha.
Yeah, Richard hears. He hears really well, and so he can hear Buddha talking. See, my Buddha speaks. Mm-hmm. If you get one that somebody put the spirit in back in the day. That's a very old Buddha, came from the mountains of Cambodia. And so whoever made that Buddha, they were able to really put the spirit in. And so that Buddha speaks. You can sit in front of it and it'll tell you stuff. And so you never know what it's going to tell you. I never know what it's going to tell you. But anyway, I hope it was helpful. So there. And so, but Richard,
absolutely.
Oh, good. You guys are big joy, big kiss. Love you. Thank you for coming.
Love you too.
Yeah, you got to come to the next one. It won't
I'll
be right
be
without
there, Gary.
You.
I already set them up. They're coming. All three of them.
Oh, good.
Gail and Carletta.
Oh, good. 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 I'll see you guys next time. Perfect.
Okay. Love you, Gary.
Love you back.
Love you, Gail. Love you, Michelle.
Love you too. Oh gosh, I really do love them, Gary.
I know they're easy to love. You can feel it. But see, when you're around people and they do have that kind of crazy love, it's really special, and it makes you whole, makes you happy. Does all that. And so I saw, what's really, really, really cool. Let me speak to Enzo. Enzo, what are you doing? There you
are. Enzo?
Yeah, I see him. There he is.
I looked for him. I couldn't find him. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see him. Oh yeah, Enzo. We love
him. I had so much fun with Enzo. We had too much fun. That was really good. That was great.
Mike, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
The phone's acting weird. It's like a little frozen. I don't know if you guys can see me. But anyway. Hello, Gary.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Nothing. What are you doing? You were so fun, I saw you getting brighter and brighter and more gifts and more gifts and brighter and more gifts and brighter and more gifts. And so, but you were just really something. Thank you for your light, your joy, your love. We were talking, we had one topic one day. I took off on a tangent talking and trying to figure out love. And you were an absolute rock star explaining love. And you were explaining how not only do you love your family loves you, and you take care of everybody. You're the guy. Sometimes people end up the one in the crowd that takes care of folks. I'm that guy. And so I know what that's like, And Dean's like that. I mean, I'm lucky to have people around me like that. And so, but you are the one that takes care of all your employees, your family, your brothers, everybody. And
I carry it all. And but you've taught me so much, and we've had our conversations and all that stuff. But I really came out of the retreat with so much. So, to be blessed with so many things, wonderful meeting so many amazing people, like always. The retreats are amazing. So you just get to feel everyone else's joy and love and all that stuff. And, the way you could connect with people is amazing at a retreat. Connecting outside when you walk out and the atmosphere, what you feel when you leave there is so big and everything. I hang out my twinnie, my best friend Mark, hang out with him as much as I can, because he teaches me a lot too when we get together and everything. So it's amazing. So and Michelle and Dean. Oh yeah, I love you, girl. I love you, girl. So, and I love Dean and Judy and all everyone that I got to meet too. But the regular crew, obviously, we have our own little love. But getting to meet new people is even more special and everything. And I thank God that. If something came off over me the last couple of days, and just after the retreat, I could feel all the gifts that I received and everything. And I feel like there's so much more lifted, so much more I can give also now moving forward.
Well, what I see is, and what I experienced from you, I think that I got a tremendous gift of gratitude from listening to you talk about what you do. And who you love and your family and your kids and your wife and your world, it was just beautiful, and all your employees. But I had this tremendous sense of gratitude that I was able to tap into because you have that kind of ridiculous gratitude. And so it's like, how much gratitude do you have? Yep, all of it. And so that was the beautiful part of you. And so, but thank you for sharing that. And I think everybody got that from you that day. That was just, so a lot of times you get the gift, and I've tried to explain this to my own self in my head, but you actually, I think you gave the gift of the gratitude of love itself. And so if you have gratitude of love, you have love. And so many times people miss it. They don't know how to feel love, and they don't know how to love, and they don't know how to be loved or accept love. And so it all has to do with gratitude. And so,
yeah, and, right. Cause at the end, it's not about, you know, expecting whatever, enjoying everything, whatever it is. You know, if you can't find a pen, you find it. That should be gratitude, because you found it. You've been looking for a pen, whatever, something so stupid like that. But there's so many things to be grateful for. I mean, the other day I just got out of the shower and I had to stop. I had to literally stop and just say, thank you, Lord, for my house. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for all the people I have about me. Thank you, God. Thank you for you know, just having wonderful people in my circle, people that I can talk to whenever, you know, you, Mark, all the people I met and everything. You know, I thank that as well, because I meet so many people, and it's just, you know, I guess for all the negative things that happen, I always try to find the speck of positive. And I just thank that for that positive, because that's what's important.
And then you expand on it. Then it grows to all positive. And that's how it gets there. But you have great gratitude. And so if you tap into his gift of gratitude, you'll have something. Anyway, I love you. I just want to say
love you too. All right, love buddy. You, brother. Love you.
You got to come to the next one.
Yes.
Most likely I will. Just send me the stuff, whatever. Send me the idea. I'll figure it out.
I got you. Love
it was
you.
Fun. He
love
was
you
great
guys.
Fun. He was great fun, but you'll feel it. You'll feel it. I got teary. You'll actually feel it. You know, you'll feel this energy of gratitude and love. And that's how it hooks up. I want to talk to Andy, if I could, Andy Thiessen. There we go. Is he out? Can you find
him? Hi, Gary.
Hey, there we go. Perfect. Well, you were on the virtual, right?
No, I missed it, unfortunately.
Oh, God, you got to, you know.
I was hoping to catch it on the video, though.
Okay, well, but you would have gotten so many spiritual gifts. I had a reason to talk to you, and I'm trying to see what they were telling me. Oh, here it is. You're actually getting an ancient.
Okay.
And so you're getting an ancient, and you're empathing it. And so some of you guys will get these. There it comes. See, it looks like an old Fu Manchu kind of looking guy. There we go. See him?
Long flowing robe.
Yeah. And now he grabbed your hands. See? There we are.
Okay.
Yeah. See, your forehead sweating. There we are. Yes. Yeah. And he says, I'm with you now.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. That's great.
Just a crazy high vibe. Feel that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very quick. He's very quick.
Oh, yeah. You'll notice all your gifts will be fast.
Yeah.
You may get more ancients. I'm not sure. You know, this is a new category for me. Other than I've seen them over the years, I would see them. My billionaire friend in Australia, Renee, had one. And so this ancient would show up occasionally and give him information. You know, it was kind of crazy, but I've seen different movie stars that I've read through the years, and they would have ancients with them, or different people who were, you know, kind of in the rock star category of fame. And they would have, I'm trying to think who at the time right now, but I can't remember who's who. Different ones. Daniel Steele has this. Different ones. I'm trying to think of different. I had some great examples in my head, and I can't remember who they are right now. And so, these ancients create an energy field around you of protection and all kinds of stuff that is beyond my pay grade. Okay.
Okay.
In other words, like I can't tell you what they're going to do because I have no idea what they do. They do what they do, and they do what they do present time. So they'll show up at different times, and they'll show you stuff or do stuff. And so you have to see what happens. Let me know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll let you know. I'm excited to get to know them.
Yeah. So there we go. You have a question or anything going on?
Well, so I got laid off my job a couple weeks ago. So I'm searching for work. I know God's sending me something. He's opening a door. I just can't see it right now.
I see two different jobs.
Okay.
So that's what I see.
Cool. I'm
not sure what they are, but I see two. Well, all you need is one. So you're all
right. Yeah, all I need is one. I'm good. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but that was kind of happened out of the blue.
There's a consulting type of a job that you'll do from home.
Yeah.
And so does that make any sense? Are you applying for that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was doing before as well. So okay. I was kind of applying for the same type of thing.
Okay. All right. So, well, that's what I see you getting. So yippee. Okay. All right.
Cool. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll have a problem getting a job.
No. He's smart.
He could just easily manifest it.
Yeah. I forgot what he is. He's like a doctor in two or three different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So he's smart. He's our smart friend, Michelle. That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking around at you guys. You got all this light around you. I'm just clearing you guys. Some of you guys are getting these ancients. I see it. So some of you guys are actually getting them. You may notice that you have a different energy around you. That's good. I saw Jody Downhill get one right then. Just went into her head. There we are. Now your feet got warm. See, I see this ancient move into you. That's going to be great for you. That's going to be crazy. I'm seeing different people get one. I saw Rachel get one there. So these are coming down. See, when you get to this certain high vibration, these will just show up. That'll just happen. It'll just come down to you. Interesting. I saw Steve Schubert get two there, buddy. I saw two of them go into your body. You'll feel slightly teary. Your hands will get hot. I feel good about that. And then I see Nicola. And so, Nicola, where are you?
That's so funny, Gary. He was literally next on my list. I have the arrow right there getting ready to spotlight him.
Oh, well, there you go. There, I'm reading your mind again.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, buddy. Hey, where are you? Hey, where are you? Where are you located?
I'm from Serbia, the city of Niš.
Oh, okay. Did I talk to you before?
Yes, like two or maybe 3 months ago.
Yeah. Did I talk to you about, I said, I see all these relics in the town you're from?
Yes.
Yes, I thought that was you.
Like, yeah. I think 1,500 years ago, one Roman Imperian, the king, was born in our city.
Right. And so he happened to be the king that changed the whole religion of the world is who he ended up being. Yes. Once I figured out, I didn't know who I was talking about, but I tapped into the energy, and his mother was from there, right? And so his mother collected relics. I did some research on this. And so his mom collected special relics. And so I feel all these relics. I can find gifts. I can go anywhere in the world on the planet Earth. And if there's some special gifts there, I'll be led straight to them and get them. They'll give me these gifts, the gift of whatever it is. But a relic is like a bone of a saint or this type of thing. And so, Dean, who is the, Roman ruler, what was his name? Constantine?
Constantine. You want to change the Bible? Constantine, yes.
Yeah, so Constantine was the one who changed religion forever. He took everything from paganism.
Roma was have a lot of God, but when he became the king, he just changed to be Christianity, to believe in Jesus.
Right. And so so this is a really important energy because you're spiritually gifted yourself, okay? I saw these relics that are hanging out somewhere, probably buried in your or in a church or chapel or something in your country, in your city. I see you getting these gifts. So these gifts are actually within you and you don't even know they are. So that'll matter to you. And I'm looking at you. You have tremendous Christ gifts, Michael gifts. I'm seeing God gifts. And now I saw a big old giant crown go on your head. There's a Constantine gift. That's pretty interesting. And so, and there we go. Feel how you got really warm now? See?
Yes, I feel really warm, like in shoulders and chest.
Yeah, and so you're going to be really lucky. This will bring you crazy abundance and crazy luck. And so good luck with your luck. And so other people can get these same gifts if you want to. You should piggyback on these. These are big gifts. These are the gifts that actually changed the world to Christianity. And so these are Constantine gifts, and somehow they're actually flowing through you from there where he was born and his mom was there. So big deal. That's actually a really big deal. And when I first read you, I saw this and I didn't know what I was seeing. And so I was having a hard time putting it into words, except I said that these are huge gifts. And I could see Roman ruins and, that was the flashes that I was getting, when I was seeing it. And so, anyway, you have any questions, buddy? You have any questions? Anything going on you want to know about?
Yes, like 2 to 3 months ago, I asked you about some job that I have in my radar screen, and nothing happened about it. I wait for this job like for 1 year, and right now I don't know. Do I need to wait a little more, maybe to change job career to look for something other?
I would run down both roads at the same time, but I would shoot higher than you're shooting. In other words, like I would go for a job that you think you can't get. Okay? And other words, I would go for a higher job than what you were applying for. And notice how your hands are really warm and your feet are hot. See?
Yes, I feel it.
Okay, that just means, see, that'll hook up for you. And so you have the ability to manifest amazing, and you're manifesting so-so. You see, you want to move. There you go. That vibe. Feel that? See?
Oh, yes, I feel.
Yeah. And so you want to manifest that. Bring down a layer of gold light around your body. There we are. It's going to come down from the sky. And there it goes. It just goes around. There you go. You got it. There. You got it. You clicked in real fast. See? You're doing this much faster now, which is good. And yeah, and see the back of your neck's warm. See? Feel that?
Yes,
Yeah. And so,
and also in my feet and my legs.
yeah. Okay. That means that your path is led. So you got a golden path you're walking down. Now you'll find your job hooks up. What's your job? What kind of job are you looking for?
I'm looking at, for a job that will fill me to like to feel enthusiastic, like to work, to wake up and go to this work and just leave this work.
Okay.
I
All
don't know
right.
how to say that. My English is not good,
Well,
very
you're
good, but
doing
I.
well. My Serbian's worse. So anyway, so we're doing pretty good. You're doing good. And so what I see you hooking up with what you want to be. So it'll just happen for you quick. Shoot higher though. Shoot a little bit higher, okay? And so, and you'll see it'll work easy. That's what I see. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy.
Thank
Thanks.
you.
Yeah,
Thank
I
you,
enjoyed talking
Nicola.
to you, and have a way that I'm really interested in exploring this Constantine thing a little more. We're actually working on a project called "Look in Search of the Gifts," and so, but I would love to include you in this since it came about sort of organically, so it just showed up. So anyway, make sure that Michelle can get in touch with you, okay? And so,
Okay.
yeah, maybe we'll come and visit you in Serbia and shoot a show. Okay?
Well, I will show the I will meet you in real life.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen.
It
Yeah.
can happen.
Thank
Yeah.
you, Gary.
Yeah, you're welcome,
All right,
buddy.
connect with me,
Welcome.
okay, Nicola?
Yeah, because I think it's, I think there's so much to be said there. There's just all this world within the spiritual gifts, that are just laying around. They could be ancient Indian artifacts. They could be spiritual gifts within the big cathedrals, in the Vatican. I mean, I woke up the other day and I had Jesus standing in my room. I mean, Christ himself, right? And I woke up and there's Christ in my bedroom. I'm going, Jesus Christ, you're here. And so, but Christ was hanging out in my room. I'm like, what's up? And he told me, he said, well, I want you to receive these spiritual gifts that the new Pope, Leo the, where are we, 13th or 14th? What is he? I can't remember. Which is it? I'm tangled up. But anyway, and so Pope Leo, or the new Pope anyway, understands relics and understands spiritual gifts, obviously. And Christ said, he started talking about this special cross. And so anyway, we look, and it was in the news that day. It was in actually the news feed that day, that the Pope had these relics that he was hanging out with. And so he's got access to all the relics. I mean, in the Vatican, they're all, I mean, there's a ton of relics there from all the saints, popes, everybody magical, and all the healers and spiritual gifted people. And so, and he obviously understands how to use them. And he also understands he can turn them loose on the world, and energy sensitive people like you guys or me, we can actually receive those spiritual gifts. And so I had those come in, and I used that on an energy clearing maybe a couple of weeks ago. If you go back and look in the archives, guys, do you guys make sure you're in the online club so you can go back and look at the archives. And so, but it's in there, so that's really, really cool. There we go. I went on for a while. There we are. Let me talk to Alex Sanchez. Alex, I hadn't talked to you in a while. What's
Oh,
up?
we miss Alex. He
Yeah,
should
you
be
should have been at
listening
this
to
retreat,
me.
buddy.
I know. I think he had other things going on, though.
There we are.
Oh, hi, Gary. It's been a little while. Yes, I know. It's fun going to retreats. And I
It
miss
is. It,
everybody for sure. Absolutely. And I love you all.
yeah,
Oh,
I see. When I look around you, I see these energies of protection that you've empathed. This is one of the biggest spiritual gifts that we got at this retreat, and I'd had it for a minute, where you'll have the Zion rainbows above your head and above your house. And when I look at you, you already have this, okay? And so you have these Zion rainbows above your head and above where you are. And now I'm just bringing them down a little closer. And when you bring that layer of gold light down, when you bring that down, these gifts will kick in. See how you feel warmer now? You see? Yeah. And so that's really going to help you. And basically, it falls into the category of blessing you. And so you guys get this gift, empath, this gift that Alex has so strongly and naturally. And I see it coming down to you guys. But imagine rainbows above your house, above your head. And this will protect your house and protect you. So there we go. Thank you, Alex.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you,
Thank
Gary.
you.
I love you all so
Hey.
much. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Good luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Yay,
there
good
we go.
connection.
Yeah, and so you guys make sure you call and check out the retreat. Michelle's starting to book people for the next retreat, and we're having those, all the time now. And so looking forward to that. Also, 800-827 Gary for a private reading, GarySpivey.com. You can always call Michelle and run me down. But I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for tapping in. Dino, what am I forgetting something? What am I forgetting?
Nope, that's it.
Oh, good. Hey, I remembered everything. There we go. Well, I'm looking at you guys. I'm just seeing all this light around you. I'm just adding light to all of you. There we are. Elizabeth Leeds, I love you. You were fun at the retreat. Ryan, you were a big old joy. Beautiful Mario, always love you. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. I'm just clearing off all you guys. There we go. There we go. Sylvie, Karen, bless your hearts. Rachel. Appreciate you, girl. There we go. Katrina. There, I'm just clearing all you guys. There we go. There we go. There we go. Can I switch screens? Can I switch to one? I can't cram all of y'all on the same screen these days. There we go. Perfect. There we are. Now I'm just clearing you back, clearing you again. Perfect, perfect, perfect. There we go. There we go. Now you got all kinds of light going through you. Appreciate you, appreciate you, and appreciate you some more. And so thank you, guys. And I look forward to seeing you on the energy clearing. I'll see you Wednesday. Thank you so much. Big kiss, big love.